Welcome, everyone, to our show today. Thank you for joining us on the Juvo Hub podcast. Just before we get going into our program, we want to remind everyone, especially with the content in this particular episode, that we are not representatives of the CDC or OSHA. These are not medical opinions or recommendations. They're simply information that we wanted to share for recommendations and best practices. It's always good to confer with your legal department or your HR department. But we really appreciate you being here today. So let's get into our show. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 2 of Juvo Hub. Juvo Hub is your helping hand in property management, a true hub for all training and HR professionals in the property management industry. With me today, he's back already. Episode number 2, Mr. John T. Riebel, corporate wellness specialist and employee benefits advisor from the Higginbotham Company. John, welcome to our show again, sir.
It's great to be here, Jonathan. My pleasure. Tough times, but great to be here.
Yeah. Yeah. Appreciate having you on here again. So last time we talked about overall employee wellness, and now because of what's going on with COVID, you and I sidebarred as we were looking at and preparing for this particular program. You know, what can we do to get some information out there for those who are in the training department or the HR department for our property management community? Some resources and some tips and things along that line regarding COVID-19 and you know, how they can address the incredible amount of governmental changes and acts that have taken place. So let me spin it to you just for a minute, John. So from your office, are there some recurring questions that have come in? What do you see as the most trending or popular questions that your clients are looking for answers to?
Yes, to date there are some questions that do keep coming up, and I'll go ahead and tell you what those questions are. The first question we have been asked quite a bit from our clients is, what steps do I take if an employee tests positive for COVID-19? Another one that we get pretty frequently is, if an employee is unable to telework, what are my options? And then number 3 is, can you explain the details of the Emergency Paid Sick Leave Act and the Emergency Family and Medical Leave Expansion Act, and provide the some information on the Families First Coronavirus Response Act?
Whoa.
And that's a lot.
Yeah.
These questions are kind of recurring, and just with all of the initials that go along with all these different acts, there is a lot to keep up with. There certainly is. So with us being involved in the HR world, it's stuff that we are on top of, and we do have resources that we can help, and we stay on top of what's going on.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Yeah, I can't imagine being in the shoes of an HR director. And, you know, there's enough legislation, enough laws that infect an employee that they need to be in tune with. They have to be constantly in contact with their own legal department. And now a deep dive into some incredible acronyms, the EPSLA, the EFMLEA, the FFCRA. Now, yeah, that's a lot to chew on. And the fact that they have to react so quickly, this isn't something that can take weeks and months to be able to dive into and address. They're having to deal with it immediately. So, thank you for sharing that. Now, I know Higginbotham has some resources available on their website that have been a great help. And a big kudos to so many in our industry that have been providing resources like this just to help everybody to get through these kind of crazy times that we're having to live with right now. So can you tell us a little bit about that? What are some of the resources that are on this page? And we'll be sharing these in the show notes too for our listeners. So keep that in mind. What do you got for us, John?
Yeah, well, these it's really a great resource. It's updated daily, and we have a lot of people looking at it. But we have a compliance update. We have a risk management update, employee communications, relief notices, carrier notices for, you know, how you might be dealing with your insurance carriers, and then just some helpful links. But it's a great resource, and we try to identify all the different things that that folks are going through and what our clients are going through. And we're just taking this information and putting it out on our website so other people have these resources. And just a lot of very good information, and it's updated daily.
Yeah, no, it's great. I've looked at this numerous times, and every time I'm on here, there's something new and updated. So that's wonderful, and some great topics. You know, OSHA's approach, what's an essential business, some poster related items that you can put up in your office, coronavirus in the workplace. Again, the list goes on and on. And I love this employee communications section that really just deals with some best practices that, because of the stress that we're living in right now, how to eat right, wellness and health apps that are available, how to deal with working remotely. You know, that's another whole topic. Boy, has that ever exploded. For all of us, when everything that we're doing right now is by virtual conference or phone call, so great. Any other thoughts, John? I mean, these are some great resources. We're glad that you guys have them available. Specifically, have you seen anything where Higginbotham it has been making a difference for your clients? Has it been a lot of the resources, or has there been certain items that you've been able to share with them to help them really, you know, address this matter internally?
Well, in regards to internally, our offices here in Atlanta, I think that we have done for ourselves a really good job of communicating with all the employees. We're very fortunate in the fact that we have actually a health coach with the group here in Atlanta, and we have continued to have our monthly meetings with the health coach, and we talk about, you know, ways to continue to communicate with each other, different ways to exercise at home, and the biggest thing is to stay positive, and that we will get through this. So there's a lot of talk that happens like that inside of our organization. So this will actually, we're coming up on, this will be the second, on Friday of this week will be the second time that we have the health coach back in a Zoom type situation. And it's really nice to see everybody. It's not like everybody is, you know, when you're together and you can see everybody, you know, and, it, you know, it certainly is different, but it's great to know that everybody on the team is still working and they are listening to, you know, positive talk and trying to encourage each other. So these are just some of the things that we're doing. Obviously, I have a biased opinion and I think it's wonderful and I really enjoy it. But these are just some of the things that are going on here locally with our Higginbotham family.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's fantastic. Yeah, what a great example of leadership and setting the stage. And I've heard that from some other companies too, who are really investing in speakers who can come in and really motivate their team. To your point, really focusing on the overall wellness of the team, making sure that they're still productive in their new environments. Critical, absolutely critical. So fantastic to see your leadership who's put that in place and a good example for all of us. Yeah, because it can be challenging. Not only can remote work be challenging all by itself, but now with you know, this pandemic that's going on and all of the different things that are going on in the news, it can easily distract us and lower our productivity. So, you know, kudos to you and your group. It's good to hear that they're doing that. So thank you again, John. We appreciate it. We're going to keep this episode a little bit shorter, as we really wanted to focus on getting these resources out there for our industry. And if you have any questions, you can reach out to John, is it on LinkedIn? They can connect with you on LinkedIn if they have any questions, or can they email you?
they can email me or go to LinkedIn. Most of my social activity on the internet is at LinkedIn. So that's a great place to reach me.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So that'll be in the show notes, as well as, like we said, the Higginbotham resource will also be in the show notes. And if you have any comments on this show, we would love to hear your feedback. Take an opportunity, if you've subscribed to the podcast already, to give us a review. It's episode number 2, so we're still working out the kinks, but we are so grateful to have all of you who are listening to this show today. So until next time, thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in to JuvoHub, and thank you, John Rebo, for your comments and your resources today.
Thank you, Jonathan.